that Deborah hooked us up with. But what he was talking about, you know, Jesus said, if you love me, keep my commandments. Uh-huh. This right here says, loving me empowers you to obey my
commandments. Woo, Lord, read that again,
read that again.
Loving me empowers you to obey my commandments.
Okay, woo. Read it with some force this time. Y'all ain't got to go no further. Just read it again with power and force.
Loving me empowers you to obey my commands.
Yeah.
And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another Savior. Mm-hmm. The Holy Spirit of truth.
Yeah.
Who will be your friend just like me.
Wow.
We've been studying here in Colossians. We won't flip there this morning.
All right.
We'll finish up the first chapter here, but Colossians chapter 1, starting in verse 26, and this goes along with what Ray was teaching on. So, there's a divine mystery, a secret surprise that has been concealed from the world for generations, but now it's being revealed, unfolded, and manifested to every believer to experience. That's for believers. Living within you is the Christ who floods you with expectation of glory. The mystery of Christ embedded within us becomes a heavenly treasure chest of hope, filled with the riches of the glory of his people. And God wants everybody to know it. And Christ is our message we preach to awaken hearts and bring every person into full understanding of truth. And the truth is that God loves you. It has become my inspiration and passion in ministry to labor with timeless intensity with his power flowing through me, to present to every believer the revelation of being his perfect one in Jesus Christ. Whoa. Everybody say, I'm perfect in Christ.
I'm perfect in Christ.
You know, that word reminds me of
Jesus.
Do
your surgery.
Abraham. Now, when the Lord made a covenant with Abraham in Genesis 17, he said, when Abraham was 90 years old and 9, the Lord appeared to Abram and said unto him, I am the Almighty God.
Oh, glory.
Walk before me and be thou perfect.
Yes.
Walk before me and be thou perfect. And the story goes on, you know, they made this covenant of circumcision, you know, there between them. But, and they told him to do this circumcision on the eighth day. You remember the story how that goes on the eighth day? But, you know, here he says, I'm Almighty God. Remember back when, you know, we did our Revelation study or Psalms 119 of the book of Revelations, we seen within that the Alpha and the Omega is the Almighty God. Mm-hmm. The Almighty God. But y'all remember back in that, finding a marker here, in the book of Revelation, the length of Paul, that's how many, you know, there was 22 letters. Well, that don't work. The Hebrew alphabet, 22 letters. And Psalms 119 has 8 verses for each word. Y'all remember us teaching on that?
Uh-huh.
And that comes up to a total of 176. Well, anyway, I Googled Bible and 176, and what comes up? And what word you would think come up on the 100 in 14 different translations of the Bible, this word comes up 176 times in the Bible. And this word is that's 176 times in the Bible.
Friend.
And I'm talking about Abraham. He is what? Called
the friend of God.
The friend of God. You know. And us too. Jesus, remember, in that story, he says, if you obey me, that proves you love me.
Yeah.
But you know, he calls us what?
Friends.
Friends.
Say you're no longer a servant.
This morning, we're no longer slaves, but friends. Because he tells us all.
Amen. But you know, the love of God, he tells us in so many different ways, don't he?
Yeah.
How much he loves us, cares for us.
Amen.
He said he was wounded in the house of his friends.
Yes, he was. Amen.
But let me read you, you know, we said he's the Alpha and Omega, beginning and end. And that 22:8, but I want to read out of Genesis 22:8. Genesis 22:8. He's the beginning. He's the end. And I thought this was cool. It says, Abraham said, my son, God will provide himself a lamb. You know, that's what the gospel is all about.
Amen.
God has made provision. Son Jesus Christ, to make us friends.
Thank you.
You know, we can't outgrow that, never go beyond that. There's so much wisdom in the cross of what God's done for us, giving us Jesus. And like Abraham was considered righteous for why? Because he believed God.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how we step into our righteousness, believing what God says about us, what he's done for us. You know, that's how that new birth comes. Whosoever call on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Yeah.
But it's real simple, ain't it? It just amazes me how the Bible just goes around and just like a complete circle.
Concerning
time itself. Good.
You understand the book of Genesis, you'll understand everything in Revelation.
Everything. Yeah.
That's the truth.
That's good.
Yeah.
But I got a few more minutes left. But I want, you know, last week I was talking about the internet. Nick, he
just giving everybody
sure knows a whole lot more I do on this, but I was sharing last week with this class about the new 5G network.
I've already got that out.
Me too.
But this 5G network will bring in the mark of the beast, and they've done got this technology all within it. But within 5G2 is thing called IoT. It's a new, and it was called the Internet of Things. Internet of Things will be incorporated in this 5G technology. And I didn't bring a piece of paper with me, but the house, it's a house, I left the house. But it's going to hook every computer, every machine, every car, every transaction you do. I mean, it's not just that.
It's going to be your shoes. It will be connected. Your underwear is going to be connected. Your socks are going to be connected. They put the chips in every single item that when you go to the store and buy whatever, it's going to have a chip in it. That's going to be connected to the Internet of Things. The football, we're playing football, we'll have a chip in it. It's already got it. We'll have the chip, and as they're throwing it, they'll be able to tell you exactly the speed, the variance, the angle, everything because of it. The, you name it, it's going to have it.
I do think, of course, the Bible talks about the, you know, numbers, people going to be marked with stuff, but I just thought of something with these chips, if they're putting it in clothes, like, say a child is missing or something, and could they be able to locate the child? That would be a good thing.
That
would be a good
thing.
They can locate you now just on your phone. If you got a cell phone,
yes,
they can locate just where you are.
There's a new bill being put out right now that if it's passed, that they're going to literally listen to every conversation of every single person in the United States to see if you're mentally capable of owning a firearm.
What?
But God.
Oh, about having a gun.
Through your phone, through Alexa, through your TV.
But God.
Hallelujah.
Natural.
I want to finish up by saying this. With all this we see coming forward, you know.
Rejoice.
And rejoice.
So you
right in front of us.
Have I got any rejoicers here?
Hey.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Always remember, they that do know their God.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
You know, I see some of this stuff sometimes where it just actually freaks me out, and I'm like, boy, it's time.
Glory.
There's one thing that's got to happen and become extremely popular, and that's Nugenics. Whenever designer babies start coming out and it's very popular, you better start looking up. Because that's when God steps in, is when you mess with the man's his genetic code. That's when he steps in.
Praise God. Now, when you see things moving that fast in the technology world, the natural world, the supernatural world is moving even faster.
Yeah, girl. That's Revelation right there. That's it.
He moves faster than darkness.
Lord.
Yes.
He's
moving. Praise God.
Man, hey, he's awesome right there.
He tells you, when you look and see all that moving in the natural, he's moving in the faster.
Glory to God.
He said, where sin abounds,
Christ much more abounds.
Great.
Woo! Hallelujah. Praise God. Glory. Hallelujah. Just look up your redemption draw now. Glory, hallelujah. There's a supernatural acceleration in the spirit. Hallelujah. God is moving. The next move of God. This class will be next Sunday. 9:15.
Right.
If you have to get on your skateboard, however you have to do to get here, get here. Don't miss this next move of God class. I want to see your face. Because there's an acceleration in the spirit.
Amen. She's spot on.
Praise God.
Thank you.
So just come. What time, class?
9:15.
What time, class?
9:15.
Thank you, Jonathan. 9:15. Praise God. Woo. Hold your book up, Andrea. Not that book, your poem book. Come up here. You have to move fast. That's an acceleration in the spirit. Woo! This is the Breakfast Club, Poems and Devotions. When you come in early, you can read through some of these poems and be blessed. And we thank you. God bless you.
Yes, ma'am.
Bring it back. Yeah, she's gonna bring it and leave it on the table. It's gonna be left on the table. Put your name on it, sweetheart, so you can get credit for it.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this morning we're going to be talking about restoration, restoring. Restoring those things that the enemy has stolen. You know, the enemy comes, Jesus said, he come nothing. Don't think he just come to hang out. Never think that the devil comes just to hang out with you. Mm-hmm. He comes to steal, kill, destroy.
That's right.
When he's hanging around, I'm thinking, oh, he's just hanging out with me today. No. He comes for those things. But don't stop there. But,
amen.
I have come, Jesus said,
that
you may have life and have it more abundantly.
Thank you.
Praise God. We just praise God for the abundant life.
Yes, amen.
But God want to restore some things.
Yes.
God is a God of restoration.
Yes, amen.
He restored. David said he restored my soul. My soul had been through something.
Yeah, come on.
And my soul need to be restored. David said he restored my soul. And he said, after he restored my soul, he prepared a table before me in the presence of my enemy. He anointed my head, and my cup ran over, the cup of salvation. That cup included every, you know, David was so advanced. He operated in a lot of things in our generation. He looked over and he took advantage of it. He said, the cup is running over. Praise God. When we sit down and take communion, do we see our cup running over?
Glory.
We should. David said, oh, he prepared the table before me. He might have been in that Saul's table or whoever table it was. He said, now I'm eating at another table too. The Lord's table. I'm having communion. And over in the Psalms, he said that was the cup of salvation. Just in case if you get it mixed up, it wasn't a coffee cup. It was the cup of salvation he was drinking from.
Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Now we're going to get into restoration. I'm going to calm down so we can get in here. But my heart is stirred. My fire is lit.
Yeah.
This girl is on fire.
Yeah.
Holy Ghost fire. Yeah. Don't mix it up with the world's fire.
Come on,
it was this little singer they had on the news talking about she sings a song that this girl is on fire. I said, she done stole our song because that's what the church song should be.
Amen.
This girl is on fire.
Oh, glory to God.
On fire. Praise God. Restoration. I want you to turn to the person you sit next to and just say, restoration.
Restoration.
Restoration. Restoration. Restore all.
Restore all.
All that the enemy has stole. Whether you need restoration or restoring in your health, in relationship. The list can go on and on.
Yes, it can.
David said, I need restoration in my soul.
Yes.
He restoreth my soul.
Yes, amen.
So we're going to just look for restoration in the thing that the enemy has stolen. He's a thief.
Yeah.
He just don't hang around just to hang out with you. Remember? He's a thief. And nobody want to sit and commune and sit around a thief. Get him to going. The word said, if you resist him, put up a resistance. He will flee. Not that he might flee. But if you submitted unto God and resist the devil, see, if you're submitting unto God, you're not resisting him in your own strength.
That's right.
Yes.
You're resisting him in the power of God.
Yep.
And the word of God said, resist him and he will not just walk away, but he will flee.
Right.
You give him enough word and enough praises to the Lord, he'll take off and flee because he don't like praises to God and he don't like the word. He will flee. But let's get in here. We're going to talk about restoration, restoring. Some things you need restored back to you. If it's a lost child, if it's a lost... It's nothing lost in the kingdom. Get restoration. God is a God of restoration. God is a God of restoration. He loves restoring.
Lord.
He loves restoring. Even when his disciples asked him, will you restore the kingdom? He said, listen, this is not for right now, but this is what I'm going to do for y'all. I'm going to restore the kingdom. Yes. But for your generation, I want to do some restoring for you. Now, restoring is bringing it back to its original purpose. Its original purpose. And just think of some of the things that the enemy has stolen for you and you holler restoration.
Amen.
And I'm going to show you how we're going to get a snapshot of the Old Testament of how this lady got things restored. She had lost some material things. She had lost her home. But she got everything restored back. Let's get into our lesson. We're going to... Now, I know we were in 2 Kings. I'll say, well, Sister Mary, we was in that last week. Well, we're going to revisit this week. Amen. Y'all know me. I revisit things. Okay, restoration. We're going to 2 Kings 5 and 27. Let me just bring you up on the date on some things. You know, Naaman had came to Elisha to get healed. And we all know the story of what he was told to do. Yes, he got his healing. But he was so happy, he wanted to give to Elisha. He wanted to bless him monetarily and give him a lot of thing. But Elisha wouldn't take it because he knew Naaman would have been saying, I bought my healing. I bought this. You know? And Elisha wanted him to see nobody but God. That's all he wanted him to see. That God did it. You didn't buy it. Because he had enough money to buy his healing. He was a wealthy, you know, he was very wealthy, but he had leprosy. Yeah. I don't care how wealthy you are, if you got leprosy, you're in trouble. Yeah, right. I don't care how much money you have. I don't care how important you are. If you got leprosy, it's not good. That's the reason he was seeking healing, and he did get his healing. Mm-hmm. And here in 5 and 27, let's back up to 5th verse. Elisha was asking Gehazi, was his servant at that time. Where did you go, Gehazi, all this time? Gehazi told this man, this mighty man of God, nowhere. Now who would tell a prophet that knows what goes on in your bedchamber, nowhere? He said, Gehazi, let me tell you, I went with you. My spirit went with you. I know where you went. And this is what's going to happen to you. Let me read the 27th verse. The leprosy, therefore, of Naaman shall cleave unto thee and unto thy seed forever. And he went out from his presence, a leper, as white as snow. He had to go out of Elisha's presence to live where leopards live. I mean, it really wasn't worth what he had gotten from Naaman. But telling a story like that to a man of God, he got what Naaman had, leprosy. Because that's what was in his heart. Although he was there with a great man of God, he should have been asking, give me a triple portion of your anointing. He should have been pulling on Elijah like Elisha was pulling on Elijah. But he didn't. All he seen was the money and the material things, you know? But he got his heart all right. We're going to find that out in the lesson. We're going to clear it up. But that's not where I want restoration. We're going to get to this lady. Okay, let's go to the 6th chapter. I'm just going to tell you about it. Because of time. And it came to pass after this that the king of Syria gathered at his host and went up and besieged Samaria. And there was a great famine in Samaria. They had been besieged. Nobody could go out and nobody could come in. And so what do you think, class, that happened after you've been besieged? A famine came. A great famine. I mean, it was just a terrible famine. I'm just not going to go into all the detail of it. But here in the 7th chapter, let's go to the 7th chapter. I got to move really fast. Then Elijah said, "Hear ye the word of the Lord. Thus said the Lord, tomorrow about this time shall a measure flour be sold for a shekel, and 2 measures of barley for a shekel in the gate of Samaria." What he was saying, the famine is over. He said, "Hear the word of the Lord. By this time tomorrow." You know, what I'm just going to tell you how bad it was. People was eating each other's children. It had gotten that bad. It was really bad there. So when he told that to the king said, "Man, ain't no way in the world that gonna happen by tomorrow. We've been going through this 7 years. We've been going through this a long time. And there's no way that gonna happen." But he said, "Hear the word of the Lord." I didn't say that. This was the word of the Lord. We need to hear the word of the Lord. And the king began to say, "Behold, if the Lord would make wonders in heaven, might this thing be happened?" He was saying, if the Lord could just open up a wonder in heaven and throw something down, it might happen. But God had another plan. He didn't have to open up the wonder of heaven and throw something down. Okay, let's see what he had planned. And this is Elijah. He said, "Behold, thou shalt see it with thy eyes, but thou shalt not eat thereof." This is what he prophesied to the king also. Since you can't believe me, I'm a mighty man of God. You believe me for everything else, but you can't believe me because of all this badness that you see here. And okay, the third verse. "And there was 4 leprous men at the entering of the gate, and they said one to another, why sit here until we die?" They were leprous. They couldn't go into the city because it was under besiege. And they weren't allowed really in the city, no way. Leprosy had their own little colony. But then, what does the leper say? "Why sit here until we die? And if we enter into the city, they would, where the famine is, we shall die there. And if we sit here, we're going to die. Now therefore come and let us fall into the host of the Syrians. If they save us alive, we shall live." You know what they were saying? "Let's get up and try something. Let's go down to the Syrian." Now, why did they want to go down to the Syrian? Because they had all the food. They had plenty. That's the reason they wanted to go to that camp. "And they rose in the twilight to go into the camp of the Syrians. And when they come to the uttermost part of the camp of the Syrian, behold, there was no man there. For the Lord had made the host of the Syrians to hear a noise of chariots and a noise of horses, even the noise of a great host. And they said one to another, lo, the king of Israel has hired us, the king of the Hittites and the kings of the Egyptians, to come upon us. Wherefore they arose and fled in the twilight and left their tents, their horses, even the camp as it was, and fled for their life. And when the leprous came to that camp, they looked around. And when the leprous came, they went into the tent and did eat and drink." Hey. The people inside of Samaria was starving, but the leprous, they were sitting there eating and drinking. "And carried them silver and gold and raiment and went and hid it. And came and entered into another tent and carried this also and hid it. Then they said one to another, we do not well. Now, I'm going to tell you, these four leopards are believed to be Gehazi, who had just gotten leopard, and his son, because it said the leprosy is going to fall on him and his sons. Gehazi is thinking a little bit better here now. Yes. Don't y'all think so? Amen. He said, no, he said, we can't do this. Something terrible come upon us if we just take all this stuff and hide it. And Samaria needs food. My God. We can't do that. He said, let us go into the city and tell them that it's plenty down there. And let them go and eat and... See, that's the way God had this thing planned. Not opening up windows from heaven when it was on earth.
Yeah.
But the wrong people had it. The wrong people have what you need.